Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. February, March, and April are popular months to fertilize, so I thought it would be a good time to talk about this topic. Now, first off, there's some real confusion out there about what fertilizers are and why we use them. And that confusion comes about by the terms that we use. We call them plant food, and we say we're feeding our plants. But first off, be aware that this is not the food plants need, and we're not feeding our plants literally when we provide them with fertilizer. Plants make their own food through a remarkable process called photosynthesis. They utilize the energy of the sun to make their food. They're solar-powered organisms. So the fertilizers we put out are certainly not food in any stretch of the imagination. What they are the products that will provide essential elements to plants that they need to be healthy. Scientists have found that 13 elements in the soil are needed by plants to grow properly and be healthy. Now, the ones used in greatest quantities are nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, but these are simply minerals that plants need to be healthy. Just like you might take an iron supplement or a potassium supplement, that's not your food, neither is the fertilizer that we're putting out for our plants. Now, how do we choose fertilizers? Well, you can have your soil tested, find out what nutrients are in short supply, and then choose fertilizers that provide those nutrients. You can get your soil tested through your local parish LSU Ag Center Extension Office, or check at your local nurseries. Oftentimes, they have LSU Ag Center soil test kits available that you can use to submit samples. This is the best way to find out what nutrients are needed in your soil. We don't choose fertilizers necessarily by the plant. All plants use the same essential elements. There's really no such thing as a rose food and a lawn food and a shade tree food. All of these plants use the same essential elements. So oftentimes you can simply make use of a general purpose fertilizer to do a lot of your fertilization chores around your landscape. I'm oftentimes asked how often to fertilize plants. Well, we mostly need to focus our fertilization of our plants in the early part of their growing season. That's why we're so interested in fertilizing now. Many plants wake up and begin to grow this time of the year, and that makes this time of the year a great time to apply fertilizers. It's early in the growing season. Plants are entering a vigorous growth phase, and they really benefit from some of those minerals that they need to be healthy. On the other hand, you want to make sure that you don't fertilize late in a plant's growing season. So we tend not to fertilize much in the late summer or fall, and that's sort of how the timing of these fertilizer applications comes in. How often you need to apply the fertilizer depends a lot on the kind of fertilizer that you're using. For instance, we buy fertilizers as soluble fertilizers, granular fertilizers, slow-release, and organic. Now, just to give you an example, soluble fertilizers are mixed with water and applied as a liquid. Well, they have to be applied about every 2 weeks to keep the plant supplied with these essential elements. A slow-release fertilizer, on the other hand, may provide those essential elements for 6 months. So again, how often you fertilize depends a whole lot on the kind of fertilizer that you're using. So this time of the year, look around. We use granular fertilizers to do a lot of our fertilizing in the landscape. Those are what we use to fertilize our shrubs and ground covers and lawns, for instance. And again, remember, you're not feeding your plants. You're just providing some essential elements or nutrients they need to be healthy and grow vigorously. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.